Daf Chaf Beis Amid Aleph. We'll begin Chaf Aleph Amid Beis right at the bottom. Amar Vatana Darash of Nasim Braminyun Mishmei Derevi Tanchum Ner Shel Chanukah Shein Nichal Amal Mechaf Am Apsula. The Ner Chanukah, he places the menorah higher than 20 amos. If it's that high, it's higher than 20 amos. It's psula. It's possible because Lo Shel Teina, you cannot see it properly. And the mitzvah of Hanukkah is Pirsumei Nisa, it's involved to be mefaris from the Nes. People should see the Nes and be reminded of the great Nes that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us at Hanukkah. If it's higher than 20 amos, people don't see it, so it's psula. And similarly, kesuka ukimovi. Similarly, by a sukkah, if the schach, if a person built a very tall sukkah and the schach is higher than 20 amos, it's also psula, because of l'shaltein, and a movi as well. In a movi, there is a side street or an alleyway. In order to carry on that street, one has to, in the entranceway, has to put a beam on the entranceway to have either a bachitza or is it a heker to separate between the side street and the shusarabim to permit carrying on the side street. If that kaira is higher than 20 amas, it's also psula, it's also psula. Another member that he said, the famous member, that the boar was reik, the brothers of Yosef threw him into the pit, into the boar, it was empty, and there was no mayim. Well, if the pasuk says it was empty, why does it have to stress that there was no water? Obviously, if it was empty, there was no water. Why does it make a point to say in boy mayim? Do I not know that there was no water? Of course there is no water. Why does this stress that there was no water in the bar? There was no water, but there were nechashim, snakes and scorpions at the bottom of the pit. So even though it wasn't apparent, it wasn't visible, but in the bottom of the pit, there were snakes and scorpions, and it was a dangerous place. There was no water, but there was nechashim v'akravim. Omer Rava, Ner Chanukah mitzvah l'anich b'tevcha smuch l'pesach. It has to be clear that this was the Ner Chanukah was put there, that the Balabai is placed it there, that he's placed it there. So it has to be in the tefach that is next to the entranceway of his chotzer or his house. Where does he put it? He puts it on the right side. Rav Shmuel midifti amar mismol. He says you put it on the left side. The hilchas mismol, the halach is that you put it on the left. Why is that? And then normally we do things on the right, and when you enter, you normally enter on the right side, and therefore one would think that that would be the more appropriate way, and it's the perhaps even a greater hacker. But however, halach is on the left, that a person is surrounded by the mitzvahs, his entranceway to this house is surrounded by mitzvahs, he has the mezuzah on the right side, the Ner Chanukah is on the left side. It's also to count money using the light of the Chanukah, using the light of Chanukah, it's also to count money. So there's a great discussion in the Rishonim over here. What does Rav Yehuda Marav Ravasi, and the Girsa that we have, one of the Girsas is the name of Rav. Rav himself said that Ner Chanukah is also the Hishtamesh L'Oyer. You cannot use the light of the Chanukah. So does this agree with this? Is it saying something different over here? How does this either agree or differ or add to the halacha of Ner Chanukah, it's also lihishtamesh loira. You're not allowed to benefit from the light. So there's different opinions in the Rishonim, but the Ramban and the Rosh, they have vary slightly in the approach they take to it, but the general approach that they both take, as opposed to the Balamor, the general approach that they take to it is that the Isser lihishtamesh loira is an Isser vishtamshus, of using it. And but this counting money is not using this benefiting the from the light, but it's not really using the light. It's more of in a casual way. It's not something that is really like reading it, that you're really using the light in any kind of more meaningful way. This is a casual use. However, nevertheless, what's being added over here is that even though it's only hanoa ba'alma, it's not real hishtamshus, it's not really using the light in a very meaningful way, it's only in a casual way, but nevertheless, because of the bizui mitzvah, it's also to use it in this way as well. When this was said in before Shmuel, Omer Li said, does the ner have kedusha, that it's also to even count money and with the light of the ner? Maski flow Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked, v'chi dam kedusha yesh boy? Well, you can ask similarly, ask the question, is there kedusha by blood, by dam? And we know when the mitzvah Torah, when you shech the chaya or an oif, the blood has to be covered. It's a mitzvah of kisui adam. You have to cover the dam with earth, with dirt. And we see over here that we have a similar halacha, sanya v'shach v'kisa, the blood is spilled and you cover it, b'mash v'shafri chasa. You shechted the animal, you shechted the bird with your hand, you have to cover the blood, the dam, with your hand, meaning shalei chasena b'regel. Shalei yu mitzvah b'zuyis olav. You can't kick the dirt with your foot to cover the blood. You can't do kisui hadam by covering it with your foot, because that's mevaza, that's a disgraceful, it's disrespectful for the mitzvah. So why don't you say, does blood have kedusha? We're not talking about kachim over here. This is by chulin, there's no kedusha on the dam, and yet there's a mitzvah kisui hadam, it can't be done beregel. Hanami shaloyu mitzvah b'zuyus olav. Here also, Shaloya mitzvah b'zuyus olav, you cannot count money with the light of Hanukkah. Can you use the sukkah decorations? Can they be used during the 7 days of sukkahs? Well, we see that you can't count money in front of the Ner Hanukkah. You can't be mevaset. Similarly, you cannot use the decorations of the sukkah. The sukkah decorations you can't use for personal use. That's a bizui mitzvah. Amr of Yosef. Mori Avram, like a shua. Mori Avram, the master of Avram Avinu, totally tanya, but loy tanya. You're depending something, you make something that's dependent on something which is not learned in a brisa. Tole tanya, but a loy tanya, something which is learned in a brisa, you're making dependent on something which is not learned in a brisa. Sukkah tanya. Sukkah, this Isser Sukkah is said beferish explicitly in the brisa. Hanukkah loy tanya. Hanukkah is not mentioned, so you're making Hanukkah dependent, and you're making Sukkah dependent on Hanukkah, where Sukkah is beferish in the brisa, and Hanukkah is not. The Sanya Soich Chukiel Chosa, where do we see by Sukkah then it's a brisa? Because it says if you were Mesachet the Chukiel Chosa, and you put the proper Sukkah, the kosher Sukkah, V'itra v'kromim v'sadinim v'tziorim, and you adorned it, you decorate it with different types of sheets and linen and tapestries, which are embroidered, v'tolaba goyzim, and you hung from it nuts, v'farskim, peaches, shkedim, almonds, v'rimoyim, pomegranates, v'brachili, anovim, v'atora, shalashi, boilim, and you hung from it clusters of grapes and sheaths of wheat, yeinu, shmonim, v'saltos, and wine, oil, and flour. Also, listapim, emma, motzei, yontov, achad, shalchag. You cannot use it for personal use until after yontov, till motzei, yontov, achad, shalchag. But if you did make a tanai on Beinu Shalashos, on the onset of Sukkot, you made a tanai that you're not going to refrain from using it on the whole Sukkot, then your tanai is binding, and then you can use it. But only then you can use it, otherwise you can't, because there's a bizui mitzvah. Tosfos deals with the issue why that it's also the muksa aspect of it, but there's also a bizui mitzvah aspect. So you see that sukkah is beferish in the braisa. Ella amar yesa avuda kula dam. The source of all of this is dam. You see beferish. We darshan from the pasuk that you cannot do the kisui dam with regel. There's an inyan of bizui mitzvah, even though there's no kedusha on the dam, even though there's no kedusha on the Moos Chanukah. You cannot use the sukkah decorations and Chanukah. The avuda kulam. The source of all of it is dam. Rav says you cannot light one Hanukkah candle from another one. What does that mean? I think more we'll have a discussion on and go into this in greater detail, but in the one version is, and one approach is that, for instance, to have a Hanukkah candle which is lit, to take a wick, which is not a Hanukkah candle, was not used for the mitzvah, to ignite the wick from, or the shamas, from the Ner Hanukkah, and then to light, take the shamas and light another Ner Hanukkah. So Rav says, Ein madlik miner l'ner. You can't take a shamas and ignite it from one Ner Hanukkah to light a Ner Hanukkah. Now, even though it's being used from one Ner Hanukkah to another one, it's being used for a Ner Hanukkah, still, Ein madlik miner l'ner, you cannot do that. The Gemara will discuss what the reason for that is. Shmuel Amar Madlikin. Shmuel says it's mutter. Rav Amar Ein Matir and Sismi Beged La Beged. Rav says you cannot remove tzitzis from one beged and attach it to another beged. That's considered a bizui mitzvah. It's considered disrespectful for the first beged. Shmuel Amar Matir and Shmuel says it's mutter. Shmuel Amar Matir mi Beged La Beged. It's mutter from Beged La Beged. Rav Amar Ein Halachik Rav Shin Begrera. Now this is unrelated, but we have, as Rashi mentions, we have three cases here where we have machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Normally we paskin like Rav Visura, but here we happen to paskin like Shmuel, so we bring these three together. So the Rav Shimon says his holds by Hilchos Shabbos that a Dor Shein Miskaven is mutter. If a person did not intend to do the amalacha, and it's not a psik resha, and it's not inevitable that this action will happen, then it's mutter. So for instance, it's also to dig a furrow in a yard, in a field. It's chayrish. That's like plowing. In a house, it might be considered boine. So digging a furrow or digging a ditch is awesome. It's a malacha. Now, if a person drags a bed or a chair, and by dragging it on the ground, he might make a furrow. So is it also to drag the chair? Now, his intent is not to make a furrow. He doesn't want to make it. That's not his intent. His intent is to bring the chair from one place to another, the bed from one place to another, but he might inadvertently make a furrow. Now, if it's not a psik resha, if it's not inevitable that that's going to happen, it might happen, it might not, but if it's not his intent, so Rav Shimon says that it's mutter. Shmuel says that the halacha is like Rav Shimon. Rav says it's not. So Rav Amar ein halacha like Rav Shimon by greira. The halacha is not like Rav Shimon by greira by dragging. Shmuel Amar halacha like Rav Shimon by greira. And Shmuel says no, that is the halacha. Amar Abaye kol mili demar avid kirav labar mahanik las David kishmuel. He said, normally we paskin like Rav, but these three we paskin like Shmuel. Madleki miner liner. You are allowed to light one kind of candle from the other. Umatir mi beged la beged, and you are allowed to take tzitzis from one beged and attach it to another beged. V'aloch Rav Shimon begreira. Sain Rav Shimon oimer. Geira adam mita kisei v'safsal. A person can drag a bed, a chair, or a stool. Ublevat shel iskam losas charitz. As long as he does not intend to make a ditch or furrow.